Yes, yes, folks, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Hanging out with your main man, DJ Abraham. Guess what, folks? We got a special guest in the studio, my good friend, Bart. How you doing, my man?
Hey, not too bad. Good, glad to be here.
Oh, yeah?
We're a little bit late today, folks, so hope you don't mind.
Just having a little technical difficulty outside, but we're fortunate
enough.
Locked out
the building.
Yeah, locked out the building big
That's
time.
That's how bad we are, man.
for sure. But we're fortunate enough to bring you the show today.
And I'm glad to be here. Good morning, my friends.
Yeah, for sure, my man. How's stuff with you? Last time you was here was in April,
it
man.
It was April 1st, yeah.
April 1st. Hey,
I got
no April
tricked really bad that time. I was telling everybody that SFU had taken over this radio station and changed the call letters from, what was it, CITR to
CITR.
Like FUBC.
Yeah. You know what would have been funny? If that April 1st day, right, that we had, was actually what happened to our experience today, well, actually that day.
Yeah.
Being locked at the building and then some guy said, just joking, and then let him in 30 minutes inside. That would be hilarious, right?
Hello, everybody. Good morning, my friends. Ah, yes, Victoria Day today. How awesome is it? Like, a holiday dedicated to my favorite Spice Girl, Victoria Beckham. You know, the posh Spice, right? What? No, it's not about David Beckham's wife? Really? It's about Queen Victoria? Wow. Like, the queen that was, like, back in, like, you know, the late 1800s, early 1900s, that one? Now, here's my question. How come there's no Queen Elizabeth Day or a Kate Middleton Day? I mean, that would be awesome, right? And why not a day to commemorate Lady Gaga, right? You know? But apparently, Lady Gaga is not royalty. I suppose the next thing you're going to tell me is the Kings of Leon aren't royalty. Yeah. Really? From Tennessee, you tell me? Wow. And Queen Latifah? No, eh? Wow. How about Lady Antebellum? Not a chance. Well, I hope you are up early, these folks. I'm screwing this up.
No, don't worry, man. This is just one of those days, man. Locked out the building.
Good morning, stoners. Hey, before I forget, I want to give a shout-out to my friend Libby, who is actually turning 29 again.
Oh, yeah?
Now, I wonder if this has to do with it being a leap year. I mean, probably not, but anyway, happy birthday, Libs. And a special shout-out, this is something we can kind of identify with, to the brothers and sisters of Teamster Local 213, who are actually locked out of the IKEA in Richmond. Ingemar, really?
I know how to...
Locking your employees out, dude, that's just plain bad manners. I mean, man up, get back to the bargaining table. Even if it's over one of those Engeltorp tables that you have from IKEA. I mean, do you really want to become the Swedish Walmart? I'm thinking no, right?
So, but yeah, let me tell you something. I know how it feels to be locked out today, man.
It's awful. So anyway, Ingemar, like, only the prices of the merchandise are supposed to be low, not the wages, buddy. Come on. You know, I mean... You want your employees to be able to afford your stuff. I mean, pay them properly. Like, you know, man up. So what I would do, folks, is like maybe stay away from IKEA until Ingemar comes to his senses. Or if you want, maybe even send him a little friendly email. I'm just saying.
But I heard he's not wealthy. He's down $2.
No, I think he has $8 billion.
Man, with that money, man, I'll give people free jobs.
You know what I should do before we go any further is do my comedy disclaimer because not everybody knows that this is like for yucks. So. Bart's comedy is not for everyone. If you are uptight, stuck up, self-righteous, or part of the 1%, you may experience discomfort. If you are a member of the Conservative Party or the BC Liberal Party or have a friend in Jesus, get ready to squirm. If you are daft, thick as a brick, or have no discernible sense of humor, I'm not a miracle worker. Lighten up, work with me. You can anticipate sarcasm, satire, irony, and an inordinate number of lame puns. Get over it. Your discretion is advised. Laugh at the jokes, even if you don't get them. I know it's radio, but I can still hear you. So nobody wants to be outed as the slow one in the room. But, you know, what do you do? So I wonder if we should play our first song.
Yeah.
Is it the Alice Cooper one? Is that the one we're going with?
Yeah. Let's play that one first. Yeah.
And it's a bit of the theme about the election that just happened. So it's called Elected. I think you're going to like it. On CITR 101 FM.
Here we go, folks. Alice Cooper, Elected.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, folks, right there. We were listening.
Alice Cooper, eh? Gotta love that.
Yeah, big time, big time.
I think there was a bunch of people that wanted to be elected.
I
think some that got elected that were kind of surprised that they even had a shot at it. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what they say, Abraham. If it feels good, well, check to make sure it's legal first.
Yeah.
I was going to do the weather this morning, but the weather's going to be beautiful today. But when I originally planned this, I was going to say this, and you're going to like this. The weather around here is a little bit like the Vancouver Canucks. Unpredictable and usually pretty disappointing.
Yeah.
So, you know what I don't get, Abraham? And I don't know if you folks out in Radioland know this, but Abraham and I do stand-up comedy at a place called The Heritage Grill.
Yeah, yeah.
And ladies, if you've never seen this guy, you need to check him out. I'm just saying, you know. You got a real catch here. You should get in on the ground floor is what I'm saying. So imagine a young Bill Cosby, except for much more handsome, and then you got that. You know?
So, oh, man.
If you're thinking Chris Brown, you're totally off course. So anyway, it's all good. So here's what I don't understand. What is the fuss over sketch comedy? You always hear comics talking about sketch comedy. Like, people are going to laugh at diagrams now? Like, what's that about? You know, like, cartoons I could see, but, like, where do you draw the line? Like, yeah. Are people going to put, like, a clown nose on, like, one of those artist sketch of a suspect in a crime? I mean, that just seems kind of weird to me, you know. And you know what they say? If at first you do not succeed, give up. It's probably overrated, you know.
Yeah, that's true, that's true.
And the other day I heard a charity advertising about their proud partners. I'm like, are there sponsors they're ashamed of? Like, how does this work, you know?
Yeah.
We're embarrassed to be associated, but happy to take their money, you know? Like, and then there's these different levels of donations, you know, like the drop in the bucket, or the entry-level donor, the acknowledged patron. Doesn't sound patronizing at all. Or the whale. I mean, pardon me, the proud partner.
Proud partner.
The other thing I don't understand is, like, whatever happened to just jogging for fun or exercise?
Yeah.
Like, everything now has to be, like, for a charity or something. I think it's time for the run just for the hell of it. Just for the hell of it. You know, no charities involved, no hassling friends or relatives for pledges or donations. No corporate sponsorships or dressing in pink or running in your underwear. What's that all about? Exhibitionist. No running for dead people. I mean, what would you call that? The $0.06 relay? I mean, that's, you know, no New Year's resolution, no jogging for your memory for Alzheimer's research, you know, no posting a pledge or poking coworkers until they donate. I mean, isn't that annoying? Eh? So what they, I mean, if you need a sort of a motivation, why not call it the Beelzebub 10K? You know, the devil made me do it. I'm running for the hell of it. Why am I? And I don't know, has this ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Maybe it has. Someone claiming to be your third cousin, twice removed, shows up unannounced and wants to crash at your place for a few days.
Always.
It's ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
So I tell him, hey, guess what? Now you're three times removed. Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back unless you want to meet up with my pit bull. That usually works.
Pit bull.
Now, if it doesn't, just tell them you have an infestation of bed bugs and you recommend they find some hotel some distance away. Oh, you're going to like this one, too.
Yeah.
Ronald McDonald, I don't know if you heard this, but he had to back out of running a marathon recently.
Yeah, what happened? Yeah,
well,
why?
You know,
what's the reason?
He was worried he didn't have enough arch support. And, you know, McDonald's, I drove by it recently, and they're boasting about this signature wrap.
Yeah.
And I got the funny looks when I went up to their chef, and I said, wow, you guys have outdone yourself. And I handed him a Sharpie, and I said, could you autograph the wrap for me? I didn't find it nearly as funny.
Signature.
And then the other night, I forgot to shut off my cell phone. You know? Yeah. So some jackalope drunk dials me at 3 in the morning. Let me tell you, that was a real wake-up call.
That's pretty good.
And, you know, they say you are what you eat. And this is why I could never be a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I'd end up being a vegetable, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Who needs that, you know?
Another thing I was thinking about, that's why I don't eat a lot of potatoes, you know, because, you know, Mr. Potato Head is... Right.
Who wants to look like Mr. Potato Head? And you know, another thing I've never understood is the idea of craft beer week.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even know craft made beer. When did this start, you know? Like, I think they should stick with, like, pasta, cheese, mayonnaise. I mean, who would want a pint of Velveeta stout?
Yeah, you know?
Or cut me off a slice of some Philadelphia cream ale, you know? Or some Labatt's blue cheese Hefeweizen. No. Molson's mozzarella or Kokanee Cracker Barrel or maybe some Pilsener flavored provolone, you know, or maybe Granville Island au gratin. I don't know. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I don't know if you celebrated it, but recently we had Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
And so my neighbor asked me why they called it that. Now, not being Spanish, I kind of guessed it was like the 5th of May, right?
Yeah.
He couldn't understand why people would celebrate a sink full of mayonnaise. I think he's got it wrong, you know. What I don't get is why people will eat the worm at the bottom of a bottle of tequila and then go all Rodney King on some poor piñata. I mean, what's that all about, you know? I mean,
yeah.
It's enough to put me off going to Mexico. The other thing I don't get is, like, you know when you're going through customs at the airport, does this ever happen to you where they always ask you that stupid question? You know the one, did you pack your own bags? And I'm like, yeah, I'm 50 years old now. My mom won't do it for me anymore.
Yeah.
She also insisted I do my own laundry, make my own bed, and pack my own lunch. Let's be honest, ladies, I'm a bit of a catch. Sure, I'm a stay-at-home son, but, you know. One day it'll make me a hero. It's just pretty much the waiting game, you know. What do you do? So I tell you what we should do. Do we have time for another song?
Yeah, for sure.
And the next song would be called, it's by the Eurythmics, and it's about the election. It's called Would I Lie to You? The short answer is, yeah, on CITR.
Oh, it's a good
101.
One. It's a good song, folks.
It is a darn good song.
I'm already feeling the beat. Me and Bart, we're kicking it back, enjoying
the
song.
World.
Yeah, big time. Enjoy, folks.
Will do.
101.9, 99.99.
Wow, that song totally kicks.
Huh? Yes, yes, man. I
love that one.
Would I lie to you? Both of us won't, but...
Yeah, exactly. Do you hear that, ladies? A guy that won't lie. Does this dress make me look fat? Can I plead the Fifth Amendment? Yes, I can. On grounds that it might incriminate me. And I might lose half my stuff. Anyway, I don't know if you heard about this, Abraham. There was a California man who was arrested recently after driving his car into a Walmart.
Yeah.
Then he got out and beat up on several customers. You know, if there's one thing you don't expect to happen when shopping at Walmart, it's for things to get worse. I knew you'd like that one. Oh, you must have heard about this. This is just in the news this week.
What's up?
It's about Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I can never quite say that properly. She's the one that played the part of Elaine on Seinfeld. Do you remember her?
Okay, yep.
And then she also plays the old Christine on the new old Christine show.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, she now has more money than Oprah. Like, that's serious cash.
Yeah.
Like $3 billion. How did she do it? She didn't. She had an obscenely wealthy relative who left it to her in her will. And that's just her portion.
Oh, wow.
I know. So apparently they made a bundle on equities and stocks in the stock market. I mean, somebody must. I mean, most of us lose it, right? You know?
Yeah.
So apparently upon hearing the news, she used to say, "Get out." And then she ordered her and all her friends a big salad, just like she did on Seinfeld. And something else that I thought was kind of weird. You and I were talking about this off air.
Yeah.
Just in time for Mother's Day, NBA basketball star Kobe Bryant is now suing his mom for $1 million.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Mom. Well, apparently she was thinking of selling off a few of the knickknacks that he had left behind when he left home. I'm thinking, really, Kobe? Is that the move you want to go with, dude?
Yeah.
Just ask O.J. Simpson how well going after sports memorabilia went. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's serving time, you know. You know, if O.J. had left well enough alone, he wouldn't be in jail and he'd be out on the golf course looking for the real killer. But, you know, once in a while he catches a glimpse of the real killer. It's when he walks by a mirror.
That's
and
funny.
He goes, there he is. Oh, never mind.
That's him.
That's him. And you probably heard this in the news as well. Deadmau5 and Kat Von D are engaged to be married.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like a cat and mouse relationship to me. Pretty soon he'll be complaining that he feels trapped and that she's dangling cheese over his head. He'll get cheesed off, as it were. And I just hope he doesn't get that cat forever tattoo. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and this also from this week's news. Sweden, their most famous foursome is now getting a museum. ABBA. Remember ABBA?
Yeah, yeah. It
was huge in the 70s.
Big time, well, big time.
Everything you wanted to know about ABBA but were afraid to ask. Mamma mia. So you can expect appearances from Fernando, the Dancing Queen, and a tribute band from Waterloo.
Dancing
apparently they're
Queen.
Called SOS.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So a museum in Stockholm. Wow. That's the name of the game, right? You know, take a chance on me.
Yep.
And apparently the winner takes it all in the adjoining casino.
Okay.
Knowing me, knowing you. That's the best we can do, knowing me, knowing you. Well, anyway, you get the idea. Good for them. I mean, they're an awesome band.
No, yeah, for sure, for sure.
And we were driving on the way here, and we actually saw this bumper sticker on the back of a vehicle, funny as hell. And it said, the bumper sticker said, "Free the Port Man." And I'm like, dude, it's like a toll bridge. It's not like Nelson Mandela or Mark Emery. I mean, pay the ransom, cross it, and move on, right? That's what everybody else does, you know? And this also in the news this week. Boy, we're just keeping you current, people, here. You don't even have to pay attention anymore. This is awesome. There's a house in East Van at First and Victoria that got torched by an anarchist group. And I'm thinking, anarchists? Really? Sounds like a disorganized crime to me. The newspaper think that it's some part of an anti-gentrification campaign. But you know what I think? I think chances are they're just fans of that song, Burning Down the House by the Talking Heads.
That's believable.
But you know, here's the thought. If you're angry at the rich, you know, don't be an arson East Van. Here's what I think. Try West Van first. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do it. Especially if you guys are listening, you know, because I figure, you know, anarchists, stoners, you know, people looking after their kids at 5 in the morning. That's our audience, you know.
Yeah.
That's our core demographic. And the people that are working today, you know, so. Except for the poor people in IKEA. My goodness, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go to another song and we'll come back with some more awesome humor that you'll go, really? Somebody actually wrote that on purpose?
Yeah.
So what song do we have lined up? We have a song by a group that is Canadian. They're called Big Sugar.
Yeah.
Don't worry, it's caffeine free.
It's a very sweet song.
It is a sweet song and it's called If I Had My Way.
Yeah. Here it goes, folks.
And here it goes on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're just queuing it up right now. And man. There it is. That song was awesome, eh?
Yeah, I like the song too.
Big Sugar. So let me see. The song before it had Sugar, Would You Lie to Me?
Yeah.
And this was Big Sugar.
Big Sugar. Very, very sweet song.
If I Had My Way.
Yeah.
So here's, I don't know if you read this in the news, Abraham, but it's not very often you hear of somebody giving $90,000 as a gift to an ethically challenged, wait, try saying that when you're locked out, an ethically challenged senator. Which, you know, actually happened. By the way, it's Mike Duffy, you know. So must be nice to have low friends in high places with fat wallets. That's
time.
What I figure,
big
yeah.
Time.
But here's my question. Why is it always the privileged classes that get the bailouts, right?
Mm.
I always thought conservatives were tough on crime, you know. But
yeah, yeah.
But, you know, they say it's not who you know. But anyway, never mind. But where was the tough love here, you know? But, you know, maybe Harper and his friends were afraid that Mike Duffy would roll on him. Have you seen this guy?
Yeah.
I mean, he makes you know, Rob Ford look like anorexic, if you know what I'm saying. So, and on the subject, big blowhards. Toronto's Mayor Rob Ford is in the news again. And it's
I'm
not,
from Toronto.
Are you? And in this case, it's not a good thing. So there's this video circulating, allegedly showing him smoking some crack cocaine at a party.
Yeah, Rob Ford?
Yeah, and here I thought his only crack problem was when he bent over. But I mean, they do call it Hogtown, but you know what I'm saying. You know. But, yeah, how is it that Calgary has a progressive, visible minority as mayor and Toronto, the center of the universe, has like a redneck and a buffoon? It just seems wrong, you know? And getting back to our theme today, which is about, you know, how crazy this election was. Well, talk about a shocker. I mean, no, not the Canucks losing in the playoffs. We saw that one coming. But Christy Clark winning, I mean, nobody saw that, you know?
Well, she won the whole thing?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, she's got a majority now, you know? So, to me, this kind of proves that you can fool most of the people most of the time. And you know that expression, fool me once, shame on me? Well, you know, if you fool me four times, obviously I'm an idiot. You know, and when it comes to playing, you know, fair, I guess nice guys finish last.
But right? Who do you have wanted to win?
Well, I think probably the best case scenario it would have been if it was a minority government.
Yeah.
Because if it's a minority government, you kind of got to play ball with the other side.
Yep, that's
true. You know, I mean, I think it would, after four, you know, after the time that the Liberals have been there, maybe it would have been time for the NDP to have a shot at it for a while, and maybe the Liberals to, you know, learn how to play ball. But when you think about it, what Christie did was she kind of pulled off a political equivalent of a Hail Mary pass. You know, where you're playing football and you just throw a pass and hope to God it gets there, you know. But here's the thing, you know, if not enough people are paying attention and it's a political poker match, a bluff and a weak hand can actually work. You know, the only part that I did like about the election is the pundits, you know, the political pundits and the pollsters had to eat crow. And apparently the crow was delicious. It was humble pie, you know. Because, you know, they're always so smug and they know what's going to happen. I'll tell you who I feel bad for is the teachers. I mean, they really stuck their necks out. They're probably going to see more rollbacks than Walmart. That can't be good, you know. But like I was saying before, the problem with a majority government is like nobody has to play nice anymore.
Yeah.
You know? So you just kind of do what you want. You know? Maybe people didn't want change for the better after all. I mean, what's that all about? You know, and they say, Abraham, you get the government you deserve. And I'm thinking, we must have like a real sadistic streak, you know, like being bad to ourselves, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think voters are kind of like passive aggressive, you know.
Yep.
We hate the HST, you know, we'll vote to abolish it in a referendum. But then the party that tricked us into getting it in the last election, we'll give them a majority. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe the NDP will change their letters from NDP to WTF. I'm just saying. It could happen, you know.
Yeah.
So, and the election ads, they were just so nasty. I mean, some of them were more dirty than the oil that's going to come through the Enbridge pipeline. You know, Stephen Harper was probably taking notes. But, I mean, you kind of expect election campaigns to be fast and loose with the truth, but, you know, come on. I mean, and then Christy Hart kept harping on and on about a lost decade, and I'm thinking, not sure kind of what a stuff she was on, but, you know, I remember the 90s. Like,
yeah.
If 10 years disappeared, man, you must be pretty good stuff, you know.
For sure.
But you know what they say, a fool and their vote are soon parted. You know? You know, and remind me again the difference between brainwashing and repetitive ads and propaganda, you know. I really like the slogan they had this election was, this election, you have a choice. I'm like, but don't you all elections have a choice, you know, like. You know, and then my other one that they did is the other side can't be trusted. And I'm like, but you can be trusted, you know? Like, just because you're a better liar or you're more skilled at spin doesn't necessarily make you more trustworthy, does it? You know, I think only magicians actually have more tricks up their sleeves. But I like the part where she came out, won, and she said, well, that was easy. And like, you know, nobody believed she was going to win, probably not even her, you know. But it's amazing, you know.
So how long is she going to be there for?
Four years.
4 more years.
Oh, yeah.
Christy Clark.
So, I know.
Wow.
Not bad. And the thing is like, you know, nobody really expected her to even get like a minority government, let a majority. So
she really shocked people.
Yeah. I think the Fraser Institute is probably going to give her the Midas Touch Award. You know, carry him on her shoulders. She's a jolly good fellow. So I don't know. But here's the part that really surprised me, Abraham, was half the voting population actually sat on their hands and didn't even vote, didn't even show up. You know what I mean? Like, this is how bad things happen.
But that happens always now, right?
No, but why? You know, like, you know, it's not like half the people don't pay income tax. No, you don't pay. It's not like half can avoid jury duty, although everybody tries, right? Or half the people don't pick up after their dog, although that probably does happen, too.
Yeah, a lot of people don't, eh?
No, it's awful.
I hate that. I don't like that.
And you step in it, and that's just hilarious, But, you know, doing nothing sometimes is worse than being cautious but still voting your conscience, you know? I mean, whatever happened, you know, what happened on election night wasn't so much an endorsement of Christy Clark's vision or leadership as it was proof that scare tactics of, you know, McCarthy era can still work, you know, in 2013. It's like a herd mentality, you know, and I feel like, moo, a bunch of cows, you know. But we stopped thinking about the real issues in the campaign and kind of reacted on like a gut level to some sort of boogeyman that was created to, you know, scare us, you know, which I just... Yeah. You know, and when you think about it, in the end, this whole grand experiment of a political party trying to run a clean campaign, you know, that's over. You know, we're going to go back to cajoling, manipulating, and hoodwinking, and, you know, I guess that works on us, you know, but what do you do? But anyway,
that's pretty good stuff.
It's almost time for another
song.
That's
quite knowledgeable, you said.
Well, I'm glad you liked that.
Yeah, yeah.
I stayed up all night thinking it up.
No,
I didn't. I stayed up several nights thinking.
Yeah?
No, I didn't.
How many nights did you stay up?
Oh, a couple dozen. That's it. So the next song we have for you folks by Duran Duran. And the song is called Election Day, which, for those of you that weren't paying attention, was May 14th. Only another 1,470 days until the next one.
Well, very long time, folks. So I hope next time.
You bet.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
Yes, yes, folks, we are back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
And we are so glad that you're back, too.
Yes, yes.
Because we know you have other things to do, but listening to us, obviously you have nothing better to do. No, I'm just kidding. We're glad to have you here. You know, something else that occurred to me, Abraham, is just in time for the May 14th election, there was actually a new political party. I don't know if you heard about it. It was called the Excalibur Party. I'm thinking, why not? It's time for Camelot again, right?
Yeah.
So apparently they weren't going to have a cabinet. They were just going to have Knights of the Round Table, and that would have been interesting. And you'd have to go back into the forest and get another shrubbery. That's for you Monty Python fans out there. As for their policy on crime, I bet you they go all medieval on us. Yeah. So, but the party didn't do nearly as well as hoped. Their new leader, Kebab, was ready to skewer the competition in the next election, I'll tell you. So, but, you know, when the debate gets boring, the party can always arrange jousting, right? So, what do you do, eh? Yes. During the election, apparently there were some slogans that Christy Clark threw out that she was thinking of using but didn't go with. So here are the ones that she didn't use. This is for the purposes of comedy. Don't sue us. BC Liberals, the best government the 1% can buy. They didn't go with that one. I kind of like that one.
I like that one, too.
You know, that's what I lied to you. BC Liberals, change? Nah, it's overrated. Why bother, people? BC Liberals, vote for us and do as you're told or we'll send you to your room. Oh, hang on. I think that was just for her kid. BC Liberals, the same old, same old. Why rock the boat? I mean the fast ferry. Ooh, nice dig.
Yeah.
BC Liberals, we never let the truth or the facts get in the way, and neither should you. Now be a good zombie and head off to the ballot box. You know, like I was mentioning before, like 50% of the people even bothered to show up. So you split the vote in half even, that's 25%. Like if the vote keeps going down and down and down, eventually only the 1% will show up to vote, and that can't end very well. But, you know, you hear excuses from people for not voting, like nothing will change. And I'm like, yeah. You know, the status quo is exactly will stay the same. And, you know, I'm thinking the 1% must love that. Or some people will claim that they find politics confusing and irrelevant. But usually they're the same people that will do meticulous research before buying something online, you know. Or they're the same people that can quote sports statistics without a slide rule or a calculator. Or, you know, the people that know the outcome of American Idol or Survivor because it affects their bank account somehow. Now, here's a thought. Just Google. Google your candidates and vote. It's not complicated at all, really. The other thing you do is you hear people say that they can't find a political party that matches their values. I'm like, really? This election had 19 different political parties, not a one? This is almost like saying there's 5 brands of soap available, but none of them are perfect, so you're just not going to bathe anymore. You know what I mean? It's the same logic, right? But here's the weird part. We're the ones that vote. We're actually their bosses. If they do unethical things, they have scandals, boondoggles, or they're incompetent, and we can't even be bothered to fire them, you know, maybe it's our fault is what I'm saying, you know. So, I don't know. And you're like, some people don't want to vote because they don't know the issues. And I'm like, a lot of politicians don't know the issues. I mean, this was almost like a Seinfeld election. It was about nothing, right? It was all about personality. And being uninformed is like kind of a bit of a cop-out, you know? Plus, they have this nifty thing now called the internet. You might have heard about it.
Yeah.
You know, people get married and engaged without thinking it through. People have kids without totally thinking it through.
Big time.
Yeah. And like people go on hunches, gut feelings all the time.
Big time.
But marking an X,
big
too
time.
Much to ask, apparently. So I'm thinking, you know, if you're that mixed up, I'm just saying wear a condom and don't date anybody until you get this thing kind of 100% sure, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I used to wonder why politicians were always condescending and thought they know best for us. And, you know, I'm kind of thinking apathy and cynicism are right-wingers' best friends, you know.
Yeah.
People will drive all the way across town to complain over a cup of Tim Hortons. Yet most of us won't cross the street to vote. I mean, that's just nuts, right? Well, where do you go with that? I mean, ask folks that make $400,000 a year how often they avoid the ballot box. Like never. There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
So we have another song coming up.
That's really good stuff.
I think you're going to like it. And if I remember correctly, it is by the Spirit of the West. And the name of the song is Political, which we kind of are today on CITR.
Big time, yeah. Probably the first time this much political stuff.
Maybe. So. A little overdose, maybe?
Yeah. But keep the dose coming.
101.9. Great song.
999.
Local band.
Me.
Hey, what an awesome song. And they're a local band.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Spirit of the West. If you get a chance to catch them, by all means do. They're just awesome.
Yeah. That sounds
very
great.
I was thinking about, like, maybe I kind of overdosed on the politics thing.
Yeah. No. We need more doses
you
if
know,
you can.
Most couples, that's the thing they argue about.
Politics.
It's like politics, religion, and money.
Yeah.
The big triumvirate there. So I do jokes about all three, you know.
It's always a pleasure to have you, man.
But if you keep a sense of humor about all three, you know, you might get struck dead by God, but, you know, it's worth it, I'm just saying. Here's something I wanted to ask you for quite a while. What the hell ever happened to the hippies? Remember the hippies, the people used to protest the man? The folks that despised the system and were going to change the world? I mean, now what we have is hipsters, and trust me, it's not the same thing. I mean, the hippies have not only sold out, a lot of them have bought in. I mean, they've abandoned Commercial Drive and Kitsilano for the nicer suburbs. They now send their kids to private schools, drive BMWs, and vote conservative. What's that all about?
Oh, those are the hippies now, right?
Yeah. Well, they've become hipsters, you know. And Commercial Drive has become so chic and gentrified. I mean, it's like uber trendy, you know. Like, there's nothing as precious as yet another high-rise condo that only the 1% can afford. You know, at least I'm not becoming cynical. Eh? That's what I like.
Yeah, especially in the morning.
Yeah.
You know what? Morning, I'm just going to...
You must have heard this in the news, too. This is just a fabulous story. 73-year-old woman in West Van, with, you know, the most expensive postal code in all of Canada, was arrested...
The West Van?
Yeah. Actually, BC has the poorest postal code in Canada and the most wealthiest.
Poorest? Which section?
The poorest, of course, is downtown Eastside.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
I'm guessing downtown Eastside probably not voting for Christy Clark. I could be wrong.
Oh,
I'd be surprised. So anyway, this 73-year-old woman gets arrested for having...
In Canada?
Yeah. I know.
In all of Canada?
In all of Canada.
And all the Canada, West Vancouver's number one, too?
Vancouver's number one for being wealthiest. East Van, downtown Eastside, not so much.
Interesting.
And I think basically what we should do is maybe, you know, one could sort of share with
the
other.
Just combine it, you
know?
Yeah,
exactly.
Have way too much to give at this corner.
Exactly. Way too much, not enough.
Not enough, nothing.
Exactly. Or less, you know?
We're given negatives. Whatever we give, we'll just give you in a negative.
We could.
Because it's going to cost you to have it anyway. Right, it's like when someone give you a TV.
Yeah.
Right? You got to fix it up, right? So it's going to cost you more to have that TV. It's better not to have that TV.
And they'll probably write off the donation on their taxes and we'll wind up having to pay for it. So this lady in West Van, she gets arrested for having a grow-op with 1,100 plants and a 9mm gun. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, kids, no raiding the old lady next door's garden. Besides, grandma's packing heat, you know. She may look all sweet, but don't fool yourself. She'll put a cap on your backside. You know, weed for all those times when the old age pension just isn't going far enough. You know what? Maybe she was running for the shelter of grandma's little helper. You know, and we should have been suspicious because whenever the kids went over for Halloween, she had an endless supply of munchies. Probably some reason for that. I got to tell you this, Abraham. I was watching TV recently, which, you know, I hate doing because there's not much on it.
Yeah,
you should probably listen to CITR instead.
I think so.
And you know,
I know so. Sorry about that.
Occasionally, you see an ad on TV, and it really captures your imagination. You're like, oh, I want to find out what this is. And then by the time it's done, you're left all kind of disillusioned. Well, this happened to me recently. It started off all philosophical and introspective and left me asking, what the... Anyway, it went something like this. Have you done all you want to do with your life? Gone everywhere you wanted to go? Loved everybody you wanted to love? Accomplished all your dreams and goals? And then it ends with him showing a bottle of Corona beer. Like, how do you get all inspiring and thoughtful and then, boom, you know, Mexican beer? You know, it's like, be happy we didn't kidnap you while you're on vacation. I mean, it just seemed wrong on some level. Something else that seems wrong is, I don't know if the people in Radioland there remember the 1970s magician called Ravine. Well, unfortunately, he died recently. Yep, poof, gone, just like that. All those years of putting people under, he himself is now 6 feet under. And oddly enough, he's buried in a ravine.
Wow.
Something else I find bizarre, at some of the bus shelters and the billboards, they have all these signs all over town. I'm sure you've seen them. And it's like of bewildered Canuck fans dressed in their game jerseys. And the caption underneath says, and they're holding a Pepsi, of course, is live for now. And I'm like, yeah, because like type 2 diabetes are going to get you and the Canucks are going to choke in the playoffs. I can hear people cursing at me even now.
I heard it right now, too.
Has this ever happened to you? You go into one of those stores that sells counterfeit goods, and then you try and pay them with counterfeit money, and they get all angry at you.
Yeah.
I mean, shouldn't they be kind of appreciate? Like, isn't imitation the sincerest form of flattery? But for some reason, they don't take it that way. And you know, Abraham, they always say that there's these surveys out there saying that women find a sense of humor sexy in a man. And you know what? I ain't buying it. I'll tell you why. When was the last time you saw a woman kick Brad Pitt to the curb so she could hook up with Carrot Top? Trust me, it's not happening, you know. Rock stars have groupies. Hockey players have puck bunnies. What do comedians get? Chuckleheads. It's just not the same. Most comedians get more action from the legal community by being sued than, you know, meeting up with anybody that wants to laugh their pants off, as it were. So I wonder if we have time for one more song.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Let me see. What would that song be if we were going to?
You know, I was thinking about Running with the...
Running with the Devil.
Yeah, yeah.
Who would we dedicate that to? Oh, we better not say. So this is by a little group called Van Halen. I think they're going to go someplace. You're going to like it on CITR.
999.
I live my life. feathers on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Baru Latino Restaurante, The Bike Kitchen, Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hatchery, Limelight, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Gargoyles, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Well, folks, we're back.
We are back. Where have you guys been?
Yeah.
We're waiting for you.
Yeah.
A special hi also to those folks out the Sea to Sky country and also the people on the World Wide Web.
And also
the security guard that let us in this
morning. Yep. Thanks, my man.
Yeah, I felt like I was at IKEA. I've been locked out by Ingemar. It's just wrong on every level. You know, I don't know if you've had this experience. Have you seen people do, they call them selfies now, this new trend where people are walking around constantly taking pictures of themselves with their iPhone and then uploading it to Facebook?
Yeah, there's a lot of that now.
I mean, like, do we really need to be our own paparazzi? No more pictures, please. Okay, maybe three or four. Just for the fans, you know, just got to do it. Like, are we so desperate for attention from others, we need to be our own PR firm, you know, like nothumble.ca? You know, I mean, we might actually, you know, get somebody else to take a picture of us and then say hi, you know, I mean, or is that way too obvious, you know? The other thing I found bizarre is you can actually now buy likes for your Facebook page. That just seems wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure how much each like costs, but I bet you can buy them from unethicalnarcissist.com. I mean, to me, buying friends or likes is kind of like buying carbon credits. You still feel guilty and you're not sure anything has really changed or will be different at all. Whatever happened to, like, buying friends the old-fashioned way, buying them a round of drinks down at the bar, you know? And here's something else I've noticed, Abraham. You ever notice Vancouverites can't do one thing without combining it with another? Like, for instance, Bard on a beach. Yeah, okay, we'll stomach some Shakespeare. As long as it's performed on sand, what's that all about? Like, imagine Shakespeare's reaction 400 years later. People are performing his plays in bikinis and Speedos around a volleyball net, you know? Oh, hey, look, it's Anthony and Cleopatra with, you know, six-pack abs and Lululemon yoga plants. I mean, it's just weird, you know? I mean, if this keeps going on, we'll have, like, symphony on the ski hill, opera on Gross Grind, maybe a theater on a yoga mat. Actually, that probably is happening. Ballet on the back nine golfing. Art at the Cloverdale Rodeo. Actually, I think that's on this weekend, isn't it? Lasso yourself some culture right down at the Hastings Park. Or you could see a Monet and bet on the ponies. Kind of screwed that one up. You know, the other thing that gets me into trouble, in addition to the, you know, expressing political views, is, in comedy, of course, religious things. But sometimes I see, like, signs on the side of churches that really kind of make me go, really? Like, there's this church in East Van that I drive by on a regular basis, and they were doing a sermon called Biblical Believe It or Not. And I thought, wow, a church calling BS on the Bible. I mean, that's kind of a little ballsy, you know? I mean, there's nothing like saying you can't take the gospel literally, you know what I mean? Like, skepticism from a faith-based organization. I mean, it's kind of like an advertiser saying, hey, look, this is BS, but buy what we're selling. Oh, hang on, we just did that in the last election. But anyway, I got to get away from that. So anyway, I mean, I guess they're saying, like, walking on water. Could have been water skiing, just saying. Turning water into wine. Hey. Maybe they just use grapes, right? I mean, you can do that now. Burning bush, it could have been a lightning strike or an act of God. I'm just saying, you know. So same church had another bizarre phrase on their display sign. It was, they were holding a course, or maybe it was a seminar, and it was called on how not to pray. And I thought, well, don't you just put your hands together and get on your knees? I mean, is it different for other people, or how does this work, you know? Maybe you're supposed to put your hands up and go, look, I surrender. Do you want my money for the donation plate? I don't know. It just seemed weird to me. There's so many things I don't get. I saw another sign in a church, and this is the same church in East Van, and it says, "What to do when God says no." Wow. You know you live in a rough neighborhood when even God is telling you to lower your expectations. Yeah. Ouch. You know, let's diminish what little hope they had. You know, go all Gordon Ramsay on them, you know. It just seems wrong, you know. Sorry, kids. Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, they got nixed in some gangster ambush. It was a drive-by. Sorry, kids. It just seems wrong, you know. What do you do when God says no? I mean, wow. I'm still trying to get my head around that one, you know. The other thing that confuses me is this whole christening idea. Now, bear with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, you waterboard
I'm with you.
A kid into joining a church. You know, are you going to go to church? No, maybe. Yes, okay, you know, I'll do it. You know, whatever happened to free will, eh? And this other thing where you christen, like, a boat or a car, and you smash a perfectly good bottle against it? Like, what? Yeah, I guess the idea is so that God would protect it is the idea, I guess. But, like, you're wasting a perfectly good bottle of Jesus juice you'll never get back, and the sharp shards of glass go right into the pristine lake. You know, and it just seems weird. You're saying, like, protect the boat and don't let anybody vandalize it like I just did. Bit of a mixed message is what I'm saying, you know. So what was the other sign I saw recently? It was a church. I think this was in New West or something. And it said, plan ahead. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark. I kind of like that one for all the wrong reasons. But I like that they were using fear as a motivator, right? See that burning bush, punk? Do you feel lucky? Go ahead. Get God angry at you, you know. Nothing quite like being bullied by the big G, you know. So it's like the church wants to use, like, threats, extortion, and retribution in order to get you to be, you know, part of the gang or behave, you know. It's almost kind of like maybe there should be, like, a Bacon Brothers church, you know. Can you imagine? I'm going to alienate the bikers now, too. What could possibly go wrong? But aren't they called Hell's Angels, you know? So, yeah. Like I said, it's just weird. So, do we have time for yet another song?
Yeah, yeah.
I was kind of hoping we did.
Yeah.
Not that I've run out of material.
No. This folks right here, it's from Michael Jackson. I'm a big fan of him. Oh,
is it Man in the Mirror?
Yep. Here it goes on CITR, right. 101.9 FM.
Oh, rock on.
Love this song. This love.
Fantastic song.
Fantastic.
One of the best, I would think.
Yeah. I think so. I think it is my favorite.
Yeah.
For once in my life, it's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see their need? A son of disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul.
Just wait, and no message gonna bend it.
on for a little while.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gonna feel real good. Some more. Change. Just live yourself. Enough. You got to stop it. Yourself.
Yeah. Make that change.
I gotta make that change today.
Make it.
You got to not with yourself.
Baba.
No.
Yeah.
Just
make that change.
I gotta be that man. That man. You got.
Yes, folks. Make that change. Make that
Stick
change.
Stick with CITR, baby.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, man. In fact, if you listen to this song right now, you don't have to make a change, man.
Yeah.
You're already doing a good job listening to us, man.
Exactly.
DJ Abe and Bart.
Yeah.
DJ Abe and DJ Bart is on air right now.
We're corny and we know it. We veg out.
Yeah. Veg out.
You know, something else that struck me is, do you ever notice that Easter's Holy Week or Lent and spring break are like so close together? So for Lent, you're supposed to give up something. And for spring break, the goal is to get somebody else to give up something.
Yeah.
So it seems kind of weird to me. I don't know.
No, that's interesting.
You know, sometimes I notice, we were talking about this on the way here, how there's all these like euphemisms for things. Like, it's not an Apple clone, it's an Android.
Yep.
Well, at least it's not a knockoff, right? It's not pollution, it's suspended particulates. Oh, okay. Not so bad. It's not ice bombs falling from a toll bridge. It's moisture displacement from infrastructure during a microclimate event.
Yeah.
Even I don't believe that one. He's not a panhandler. He's an independent entrepreneur crowdsourcing for disposable income. Sounds respectable.
Makes sense.
He's not homeless. He's just in between acceptable modes of appropriate accommodation. Unbelievable, eh? It's not a repeat on television. It's an encore presentation. Hey, you won't see me applauding then, will you? It's not a used car. It's previously enjoyed. Like, I don't even want to know how it was enjoyed.
You know?
Leave that to my imagination, you know. It's not corporate extortion. It's just negative option billing. And it's not kidnapping and torture by the CIA. It's extraordinary rendition. Ooh, can I have the one that's not so extraordinary? And it's not a pothole. It's a pavement failure. Oh, well, not nearly as bad. It's not a sinkhole. It's a faucet enclosure that has destroyed the surrounding enclosure of your former habitat. Oh, so like my house fell in the pothole? Yeah, pretty much. So what other song do we have lined up here? I thought we had another one. I'm pretty sure.
And it's a good message, too.
It kind of is.
Yeah. especially if they start off with our show.
Yeah. Well, you know, we always want to keep things upbeat. But the next song you're really going to love is by a guy called Joe Walsh, who's now with the Eagles, and Eagles are coming to town. But you have to be like the 1% to afford the tickets. The name of the song is called Life's Been Good. And when you think about it, it kind of has been good.
With CITR?
Oh, always, especially our show.
You got it, my man.
Rocking the free world on CITR 101.
Thank you. This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds big, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to
Cloudsville. Am I right? Breakfast in the Browns comes on right after us.
Yes, you know? Yes, folks.
Yeah. You can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
And what will it be? Here's a question I got for you. Do you ever have this happen? You score some awesome tickets to your favorite band. You get an upgrade that includes a backstage pass to meet your musical heroes. And then you look kind of stupid because you can't really get them to autograph your illegally downloaded CD. What are they going to do? Sign like a bunch of like ones and zeros? You know, it's kind of awkward, you know. It's just yeah, and then they take out a Sharpie and write across your iPhone, you know, pay for it next time. And you got to explain that to everybody. It would be kind of awkward, is what I'm saying, you know. Something else I noticed, too, is you know how nobody seems to have receptionists anymore? Your phone, you got to go through, like, voicemail hell?
Yeah.
So I came up with this bit that I think you'll find funny. Hello, you have reached There For You Industries. Please hold as your call is very important to us. Not as important, of course, to actually have a receptionist, but it's pretty important. So if you know the person to speak to, punch in their local now. If you don't know, we won't spell it out for you. So if you want to find any useful information, try our website, if you haven't already. Also, continuing to hold and pressing zero will not get you a real person, so don't bother. this actually happens, you know. At There For You Industry, we hate queue jumpers, and so should you. All online inquiries will be dealt with on a when-we-can-get-around-to-it basis. Due to staff shortages, heavy demand, and, of course, being there for you. Are you trying to find There For You? We are located in a difficult-to-find industrial park in an unmarked warehouse in an area that nobody wants to live near. Sorry about that. We appreciate your patience for continuing to hold despite all our efforts to ignore you and divert you to a website. Isn't that quite impressive?
Yeah.
Hello, thanks for holding. We at There For You Industries admire your persistence and wish we had the desire to truly address your needs. We are experiencing larger than usual call volumes combined with staff calling in sick of being there for you. It has left us unable to answer your call at this moment. Did we mention we have a hard-to-navigate website? Thank you for continuing to hold through our voicemail hell. You have obviously more patients than most doctors do at a walk-in clinic. We appreciate that. Our business hours are now closed. Our voicemail box is full. Please try again tomorrow, where we look forward to being there for you in the future. Goodbye. I knew you'd like that one.
That was pretty good.
Bizarre, right?
Big time.
Do we have time? How are we doing for time?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We can play a song.
I don't know if you've heard this news. Stanley Park is adding a third lane on their seawall. It's kind of awesome. So there'll be one, of course, for people in bicycles and wheelchairs and skateboards. Yeah. Another one for pedestrians and people walking and that sort of thing, strollers. And the third one, of course, are going to be for women who want to overanalyze their relationships. Have you ever had this happen? Like, you know, where you're walking along and you're not eavesdropping on purpose, but, like, people are, like, talking like we actually care about their issues. And you're like, you know, I'm starting to side with the guy, you know. I probably would have dumped you too, you know. I'm just saying, you know. There's a new survey out that shows that younger people overshare on the internet. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'm amazed. People will broadcast things about their lives that most of us weren't even curious about. Something else I saw on the seawall that I thought was kind of funny is a guy was wearing a t-shirt and it said, gun control won't kill you. And I'm thinking, well, maybe, but 239 million pistol-packing Americans probably would, you know.
Yeah.
Here's a country, the United States, that had the guy that famously said, give me liberty or give me death. Pretty bold, eh? By the way, ever wonder what happened to that guy? Mm-hmm. They shot him.
Oh, yeah?
And pretty harsh, eh? But, you know, what do you do when everybody's packing heat? It just seems strange, you know. You know, Americans always have this motto about guns don't kill people, people kill people. And I'm like, yeah, but they have guns. If they didn't have guns, it'd be a whole lot harder, you know.
Big time.
And I saw this store out in Port Coquitlam. It's called Hemp Hemp Ray. I just thought it was a funny name. You know, apparently they're trying to get in on the green gold rush early because, you know, eventually, you know, weed is going to get legalized, right? You know, where's Mark Emery when you need him? Oh, yeah, he's in jail. Probably in one of those states where they've legalized it, which would be kind of ironic, you know. I've often wondered if they would have, like, a marijuana sommelier. You know, it's like a wine sommelier, you know. So you go to a restaurant, you order some food, and you go, oh, I see you've got Doritos here, Taco Bell, coconut beer. Oh, you know what? A lovely upper freezer weed grown with hydroponics.
No
herbicides would be perfect for this sort of thing. I think what they need is, like, the guru of ganja, you know, the Buddha of bongs, the Pope of pot, the Sultan of spleefs, the wise man of weed, the Messiah of marijuana, and somebody who has a PhD in THC. I'm just saying. So I think we've got another song lined up for you folks here on good old CITR, 101.9 FM. It is by Jackson Browne, and it's called The Boulevard. I think you're really going to like it.
Hello from my country to yours, to all of Europe, Western and Eastern. We're excited to be here tonight.
Well, well, folks, we are back.
Yeah, how ironic is that? Jackson Browne, and we got Breakfast with the Browns coming up.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
almost
yeah.
like we planned that. It's fantastic.
Big time,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah.
Well, I think we have come down to the end of the
Almost
show,
the
and
end,
we're gonna sign off soon. But
really enjoyed being here. Abe.
Yeah, yeah.
Really
yeah.
had a good time.
Oh no, we really appreciate.
I kind of did
it,
hijack your show. You get arrested at the airport.
No,
I?
No. Anytime. Like again, this is also. The Abe and Bart show. Bart's not,
yeah.
not here all the time, but whenever he's here, it's quite a delight.
Glad to guest host with you, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You want to introduce the last song before
the
we sign off? DJ Abraham and Bart signing
yes.
off.
And
but before that, we're going to leave
time.
You.
The name of the group is called Madness. They're from Britain. And the name of the song is called Our House, which is oddly enough in the middle of the street, which, you know, must be awkward. People
yeah.
driving into it all the time. So.
Yeah. Here it goes, folks. You take care. You listen to CITR
101.9
FM. DJ Abe, signing off.
FM.
DJ
Bart,
signing off too.
Messing up.
Messing up.
You've seen our house?
Yeah, it's over there, mate.
Over there?
Yeah, down there.
Thank you.